After 16 hours of marathon talks yesterday, Europe's finance ministers failed to reach a consensus on fiscal stimulus packages. President of the Eurogroup, Mario Centeno, had vowed that ministers would agree a bold response to the COVID-19 outbreak to shield workers, firms and countries from the financial effects of the coronavirus. Arthur Beasley is the Ireland correspondent of the Financial Times, is on the line now. Arthur, whatever became of the bold response?
Well, indeed, Sean. Well, after 16 hours, there's still no agreement. They're going to go back at it again tomorrow by teleconference. I think it is very difficult where people are on TV screens and not able to huddle in the corner, so to speak. But it appears that they are still quite far apart. And this breaks down essentially into a row at this point between the Netherlands and Italy. The Netherlands is refusing point blank to contemplate any idea of mutual debt issuance by Eurozone countries in which the weakest would rely on the strength of the stronger countries. And at the same time, Italy is refusing pressure to go into the European Bailout Fund, which is the ESM, because Italy is concerned that in order to draw down money from that fund, it comes with very strict policy conditions similar to those that applied to this country during the EU IMF bailout.
Yeah, it's not as though this is a kind of a new approach on the part of the Dutch, and I think the Austrians and the Germans would be in there as well. They basically don't want to be seen to reward either indiscipline or profligacy.
That is at the root of it. But the argument is made that this coronavirus crisis is so overwhelming in its scale that a new approach is going to be needed, because this is an emergency which is running right throughout the Eurozone. Italy is not on its own. There have been more than 10,000 deaths as well in Spain and also in France. So while we are in the grip right now of a very, very, very serious health situation, what is coming down the tracks is a major economic crisis.
Yes, and just on that and the efforts to save the European economy, I see the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is warning that nothing less than the future of the European project could be at stake.
Well, I mean, there are those who would say that these are indeed the stakes. The last time around in the sovereign debt crisis, Europe was very, very slow to reach consensus on what was required to be done. What finally took the heat, some of the heat out of the situation, was this pledge by Mario Draghi, the former head of the European Central Bank, for the ECB to do whatever it takes to save the Eurozone. Now, the ECB is back in action, so to speak, buying up huge quantities of government bonds. But the question now is whether finance ministers and the countries they represent in the Eurozone will themselves do whatever it takes to get the economy onto a more stable footing when the most acute health phase of the emergency is passed.
And if there is no agreement on these corona bonds or euro bonds, what is a country like Italy going to find itself doing?
I think it's going to find itself in very, very grave difficulty. I mean, the last time around, the argument was always made that a country like Italy was too big to fail from the perspective of the single currency. I think that is still the case. And the stakes now are much higher because this is a crisis which is much, much graver. So if the finance ministers can't find some kind of a compromise when they go back at it tomorrow, I think the issue will go back again to EU leaders, that's prime ministers and presidents and all the rest of it. But they're going to have to find something, because it's really, really serious. And the consequences of this mass unemployment that is now being seen right throughout Europe are really, really, really potentially catastrophic for the public finances in all in the Eurozone countries.
Now, Arthur, as a people who, if you like, experienced the sharp end of European solidarity 10 years ago or more, 2008, when we got into troubles ourselves, what is our position in regard to this? What is the Irish position?
Well, our position is very interesting, because in the post-bailout phase, the government had started to align with countries such as the Netherlands, the northern European free trade countries, who are wedded to balance books. But what has happened since the emergence of coronavirus is that we have essentially pivoted back, and we are now in line with France, Belgium, Italy and Spain in calling for a common debt issuance by Eurozone countries as the way out of this crisis. So it is quite a change, subtle, not very major in headline terms when we look at what the health issue that's going on, but it is quite a change from the perspective of the government.
And finally, Arthur, there's been a lot of talk about, as a means of reactivating economies, of having helicopter money, as it's being called, money being provided just to ordinary citizens to get them out spending again. Might that form part of any kind of package that would be put together by the finance ministers?
Well, it doesn't look like it is at the moment, but they're not going to have that kind of money to provide to citizens if there isn't going to be some kind of a lever of releasing very large volumes of money to the government in the first instance. I mean, critics of that approach would say that it's far better to have money directed at sectors that are in the greatest need at any one time. So I think that's a debate that's going to come down whenever they find agreement, if indeed they do, on a means of releasing money into the governments in the first instance.
Arthur, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Arthur Beasley there, Ireland correspondent of the Financial Times. We'll have some beautiful music live from Ballinagowl in Cundeichiri after this break.